Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay. We'll get back into the Scooble stuff in a little bit. I wanted to just ask this one question. And you tell this is, it's so interesting to me, Rico. The odds for the World Series are out, and you have it a good way, value or disrespect. The Tigers' odds, now you know what they are, so I can't ask you. Kenny, do you know what they are?
What they are.
Then I'm just going to say them. Here we go. So look, the Dodgers are your favorite at plus 250. I don't think anybody could take offense to that. It's the, okay, Dodgers. Yankees are plus 500, which means they are favored ahead of you in the American League. Mets plus 850. The Tigers are the fourth team at plus 900. Is it disrespect that you are not favored ahead of the Yankees, despite having a better record?
Best record in baseball.
Or do you just view this as like something, wow, that's a sick value. They're way undervalued. So is it disrespect, or do you think that that's actually appropriate?
The Jim Costa value.
Do you? I don't have a problem with this on June 12th.
I don't.
No, I don't think this team should be the overwhelming favorite right now.
I look at this as value, because when you look at those other teams, they have the one thing that we're begging for the Tigers to get. That's the star power. You have a star, and you got a bunch of good players. They have stars. With a Z.
Stars.
So, no, at fourth, at plus 900, yeah, this is value to me, because when I look at those other teams, I could see a World Series path for them, for the Tigers. That doesn't involve a lot of luck. For the Tigers, it seems to be more luck. Now, can they continue the way they do, the unpredictability? We'll see. But at plus 900, if you're a Tigers fan, yeah, this is where I would jump in and say, go ahead and take that chance. But I do think that those other three teams right now, if I had to put money on it, that one of those three would end up winning the World Series. I would go value.
Okay. I don't term it as disrespect, Kenny, David. I mean, look, I totally understand if you're like, but we're the best in the AL. Guys, it's June 12th. And I still think you have a lot to prove for a lot longer. And it's okay if you're an underdog to the Yankees. It doesn't mean it's disrespect. I just thought it was interesting. Look, if you're so confident about it, feel free to run out and bet it. Do whatever you like. Kenny, how did you take it?
Can I say neither disrespect or value? Because I don't think that, as long as the Dodgers are there with all of their star power, I can't even think about betting the Tigers. So I don't think it's value, but I also don't think it's disrespect, because we're not at the trade deadline yet. We don't know what this team's going to look like after the trade deadline. You know, you got guys like Javi cooling off. Like, 900 kind of makes sense. To me, I don't take it as disrespectful at all.
So you're saying it's right where it needs to be?
Yeah. Okay. I don't have a huge issue with it.
But if you had to pick either or, which is it?
I guess value, because maybe they do something crazy at the deadline, put themselves over the top. Maybe they get Bo Bichette and a reliever, and then we're all...
But isn't it fair to say they have to do something to be the favorite?
Yes,
it's
absolutely.
More than just who you beat in April and May.
It's all the star power. Look at the Dodgers and Yankees. I mean, that amount of star power, you would need to overcome that.
Look, here's the Yankees problem, right? If you want to make the case the Tigers should be favored over the Yankees, here's what I would say. No, I can't take Aaron Judge and Goldschmidt out of the order. But hear me when I say this. If you look at the other seven human beings who hold a baseball bat, the team's hitting 220. And Aaron Judge cannot power you to a World Series by himself. It doesn't matter what he's doing right now. Can't happen. One, it's not that type of sport. The pitching is also a little bit of a train wreck. But the Yankees simply outscore you. Now, what Kenny said, this is the point. The Yankees are going to go and make every move necessary because if you don't win the World Series in New York, you're trash. It's a different market.
So would it be fair to say, using your analogy, that Judge and Schuble would cancel each other out? I don't think you can just win a World Series with Schuble. He'll need help. You can't just win a World Series with Judge. He's going to need help.
So you cancel them out, and
then you look at the remainder of the two teams?
No, because here's the one problem. Like, what does a batter have to do to outright win you two games in a seven-game series? I mean, what, are you going to have four RBIs each night? Like, if a pitcher goes out and gives you seven scoreless, I don't know. That's tricky. I mean, it's fascinating,
right,
but it's tricky.
If he gets the timely hit, he knocks in three runs.
Wait, Judge with a timely hit in the playoffs? You got to be kidding me.
I knew it was coming.
When did that happen?
Every now and then you say things and you just want to do this and grab it back.
I know you do. Okay, I don't have a problem with it.
No, it makes total sense to me because right now, I get it, Tigers are where they are right now, but right now, I would, yes, say the Dodgers and the Yankees are going to see each other again in the World Series. Based on what you do at the deadline, even more so, they're going to see each other. Now, we'll see what else we do to get us closer to the Yankees.
And then even worst case scenario, David, is you would have to go through the Yankees in order to get to the Dodgers.
Correct. You're right. Oh, my.
I almost wonder, does it cancel itself out, though? Let's say the Yankees go out and get a big arm, you know, a big name, whatever. And then we go out and get Bo Bichette. I feel like we've gained no ground by doing that. I think you will make a big move at the deadline. And if we don't get Bo, we're plus 1,000. We're plus more than 1,000 at that point. Because we're not even getting out of the AL if that's the case.
No, I mean, look, there's such a long way to go. Baseball's a strange game. But I think the odds are interesting because as you sit here today, you do have to begin factoring in what does your competition do? You know, if all of a sudden the Yankees go get Chris Sale and a bullpen arm, that looks a little different, doesn't it? Well, what if you're the ones who knock? What if you go out and bring in an Aroldis Chapman or bring in a Finnegan? You bring in a Bo Bichette or a Eugenio Suarez. Look, this is why, to Rico's point, no matter what you do with Schuble, it's an arms race. Like, you think the Dodgers are going to sit around? They're not.
No.
The Mets, the Yankees, like, if you want to be in that club, and right now with your record, you deserve to be in that club, yeah, next 6 weeks. These trade topics they're fun, but they're also very relevant. Because no, I don't believe as currently constituted you can win a World Series. I don't believe you'll do that. That's not an insult.
No.
I have a hard time believing in a seven-game series you're beating the Dodgers as currently put together. But you're also missing some pitchers. Maybe they come back and they're awesome. I don't know.
See, I just thought it was interesting because you're with the best record that you have, but Vegas is saying, but I still think you're the fourth best team, odds-wise. So...
248-539-9797. David, any of the ticket texts? And then we'll, no, you're good. We'll move on. David's telling me we're over time. Thank you for being responsible. I'm not.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.